have to come back here before I talk. This is a reflection on the meaning of worship from a sermon that our own Gretchen Haley gave earlier this year. A while back, I was part of a Unitarian Universalist worship committee where we spent a lot of time arguing about whether or not what we did on Sunday morning was worship. Worship implies a deity, one of our committee members insisted. Worship means one above all, and I don't believe in any of that anymore. And though I knew what he meant, I thought to myself, how many miracles have you witnessed today? How many places where there may have been nothing, is there something? And is that something beautiful, joyous, beyond measure? How much is worthy of praise and whatever we could do to earn such a possibility as this one life? And how many shouts of joy and thanks could we offer and still not express sufficient gratitude? I thought we should worship more, not less. Glory be, friendships renewed. Praise be, bodies renewed. Sing out for new homes and remodeling plans. Let us give thanks for wedding proposals and positive pregnancy tests. Let us worship growing life inside us all, good news of life's recreation this new day. Worship, praise, give thanks. On Sunday morning, every morning, if we're lucky and willing, praise beauty as it flourishes, call it into being. There are other words Unitarian Universalists use to describe what we're up to on a Sunday morning. We say services, meetings, gatherings. These words are all good, but there's something about the word worship that gets to more what I hope we're up to and what I hope we are experiencing when we meet and gather together. Worship, it's not time just for our brains, though bring those too. That's what meeting says to me, brain time. And it's not a time for work exactly. That's what service says to me, though you should expect some heavy lifting. Worship is a bigger word with bigger implications.
Good morning, I'm Paul. Gretchen is enjoying a weekend off as she settles into her new home, only 4.5 miles away. She thought we should explore various aspects of worship and asked me to share some of the explorations and experimentations we've done with our worship learning community. We're a small group of people who have met periodically over the past year or so to explore different aspects and approaches to worship and alternatives to our traditional Sunday services. We wanted to offer experiences that meet different needs and interests. I had attended a Vesper service at the Abbey of St. Wallenberga near Virginia Dale, and I shared my impressions of the Vespers that I saw there. So several of us went up one evening to the Abbey, and we saw what the nuns did there in their chanting and their response, and it began a conversation about what we might do here at Foothills. We started our services with an evening Vespers, and we offered it primarily to the church leadership. It was ahead of a scheduled board meeting. It was last November. We agreed that the gathering should be short, no more than 30 minutes, as a prelude to the business meeting that followed. It should be quiet, contemplative, arranged differently than traditional services. We wanted it to be meditative, experiential, without direction, program, or instruction. We thought quiet music with familiar songs or hymns that the participants could join in if they wished. A few readings or brief thought, thoughtful messages interspersed with music. An altar, a chalice, candles, and a darkened sanctuary. We began our first Vespers quietly. It was low key to get a better feel for how effective it might be and how well received it would be. And how we might vary and improve subsequent services. Those of us leading the music and the format carefully rehearsed and prepared to make the experience as seamless as possible for the participants. After each Vespers, we critiqued what we did, what worked well, what was awkward, what we wanted to keep and build on, what we wanted to change. And change, we did. If you attended or participated in any of our seven Vesper services, you know that each has been different. The music, the instruments, the speaking, the participation in hand washing, prayer, and even dance. To give an idea of how our Vespers looks, picture a darkened sanctuary. Quiet music, perhaps a flute, a drum, a heartbeat. As the doors are opened and you quietly enter a sacred space. Seating is in the round. Several rows, a table with a chalice, candles in the center. As you enter, you may light a candle and find a seat that's comfortable for you. There's no talking, no instruction, no program. Musicians and speakers are blended into the background. They offer an opening song. You may join in singing, hum, or simply enjoy. Gretchen offers some opening words. We have a song, an instrumentation for reflective contemplation. There may be another reading followed by a music interlude, and then some well-planned shared ritual where the participants join in hand washing, offering a prayer to be written on a paper butterfly, or rise and move to a gentle dance where we connect and interconnect. Music follows, another reflective reading, and we go in peace. We quietly leave the sanctuary, refraining from casual conversation until reaching the foyer, where we can greet, part, comment on the experience. Each Vespers has been different and perhaps speaks differently to individuals. We continue to seek new and refreshing ways to enjoy worship together. We welcome other input, other ideas, and suggestions for new ways to share. Namaste.